frustrated because we still are sinners and we still will stumble and fall. We need God. He is able to keep us from stumbling. He protects us from relapse. But He not only protects us from relapse, but He perfects us for reconciliation. He says, "Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling, from following in the way of the false teachers, from buying into their false teaching, but He is able to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy." This word blameless is actually a sacrificial term used of the kind of animals that were to be offered for sacrifices. And it is a word that Peter uses with reference to Christ in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Beginning verse 18, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish. That's the same word, blameless, here. Christ was without blemish. He was blameless. He took our blame upon Him, and because He did, He is able to present us blameless before God. Not that we can somehow rub the sin out of our life, but because Jesus paid the price for that sin so that we might stand acquitted before the Lord. We are faultless because Christ has paid the price. And because He paid the price, we can stand before God with great joy. Now, to people who are in the midst of theological and spiritual struggle, it can be a very tiring experience. It can be very emotionally exhausting. It can be spiritually exhausting. It doesn't always make you feel joyful. It makes you feel weary. But because we do not have to make ourselves blameless before God, but because God can present us before Himself as blameless, before the presence of His glory, before, as we were talking about this morning, that one day we will see His face. We who are sinful will enter into His presence who dwells in unapproachable light. And not only that, we will see His face because there will be no blame put upon us because Christ took it upon Himself. This is through Jesus Christ our Lord. To God our only Savior, verse 25, through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's how He keeps us from stumbling. Because Christ took the curse. That's how He can present us as blameless before His presence. Because Christ took our sins upon Himself. God is our Savior. And sometimes in the midst of spiritual conflict, in the midst of theological controversy, it is easy to get carried away with one's own arguments, to get caught up in the fight itself. And sometimes we Christians love a good spiritual fight. We can show off our Bible knowledge. We can show off our ability to speak. But it is to God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ. He can keep us from stumbling, and He alone can present us blameless before God. So we need to recognize that God is our ultimate and only Savior. That doesn't mean we don't have a role to play Jude has already laid out our responsibilities in verses 17 to 23. But having laid out those responsibilities, he doesn't want to go us to go rushing off and get carried away with them, thinking that now we're going to save the world. It still is the Lord Himself who is the answer to the spiritual struggles that confront the church. And in similar fashion then, as the Savior, as the only Savior, it is to this God alone to whom the glory belongs. To verse 25, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Here, rather than just saying to God be glory forever and ever, he expands on that. We need to remember to God is the glory, the majesty, the dominion, the authority. As much power as we might think we have in confronting the false teachers that are around us, sometimes the louder we speak, the more difficult it is for people to hear what we're saying. The more sympathetic people are to those that we're speaking against. But it's not our glory. It's not that somehow we're going to be the one that wins the showdown, the shootout, the great theological gunfight. It's not going to happen that way. To God is the glory, the majesty, the dominion, and authority. And that's always. Before all time, before we were even here, the glory was His. When we are long gone, He will still have the glory. And in the interim, the glory is His anyways. So why do we seek it for ourselves? And yet it is a great temptation to seek glory in the midst of theological controversy. You see, sin seeks self-promotion. And false teaching is attractive because it promotes self-glory. That's how Satan tripped up Eve in the garden. Did God really say, "Don't you know? You will not die, but you shall be as God"? He was setting her up over against God to focus on herself, suggesting that God was selfish, that God was not meeting her every need, and so she began to think, focused on herself rather than on God, and was led into sin. And Adam, even worse, is listening to this whole conversation, and he doesn't say a word, and allows his wife to lead, and he follows her lead. She sinned in ignorance. He sinned with his eyes wide open because God had given him the instructions. But it was about self. Self-glory. And Adam and Eve bit the apple. They sought the glory for themselves apart from God. God had already made them in His image. They were already like God. All they needed to do was to listen to God's commands. And they would find eternal blessing. Now, it's easy for us when we are battling with someone who is, to all appearances, in the wrong, to think we are in the right and therefore let's go at it. But the glory is still God's. It's not ours. And we are not to battle in the way that the world battles. And so we need to remember that the glory, the majesty, the dominion, and authority is His. It always will be His. It never will be ours. So we ought not to try to claim it for ourselves, but rather to humble ourselves before the Lord. All of this, which is to say, what Jude is saying is trust in the Lord through His Son, Jesus Christ. He is able to save you. He deserves all the glory, and He will have all the glory. Don't think you have to save yourself and beat yourself up for failing. Don't seek the glory for yourself and try to steal it from God, because you can't take it from Him. It belongs to Him. It is His already. We ought not to despair from our circumstances. God is able to keep us from stumbling. Even in the midst of difficult places, He is able to keep us from stumbling. He is able to present us blameless. As much as we trip up and fall, it's not cause for despair. It's cause for renewed faith. God, thank You for showing me once again that I cannot save myself. Thank You, God, for showing me my own folly in thinking that I can battle false teaching on my own. It will be as God brings conviction. Earlier, He even said that the archangel Michael didn't even accuse Satan, but rather He said, "The Lord rebuke you." What the angel knew, now Jude is reinforcing that we need to know and we need to follow, that God is our Savior and that His is the glory. And as we keep those things in mind and put our trust in the Lord, we will subvert spiritual sabotage. We will stand against false teachers. They will not prevail, because God will be glorified and Christ will protect His people. And that is where we need to rest and take hope in Him. Let's pray. Lord, it is tempting. There is sometimes a thrill of controversy, an excitement, a zeal for heaven even, and yet one that can so easily lead us astray into self-glory and self-preservation, when we can neither protect ourselves nor keep ourselves from stumbling nor make ourselves worthy of Your acceptance. We thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ, that it is through Him that You have brought about our salvation, that He took our blame so that we would be blameless, that He Himself rescued us and redeemed us when we, by all standards, were not worth saving, and when we could not help ourselves. Lord, what a great mystery that You would have loved us as You did. And what great hope that the evil one shall not prevail, that false teaching will be exposed and it will be countered, not necessarily in our way or according to our schedule, but we thank You that the glory is Yours, that all authority, all majesty, all dominion, all power is Yours. May we seek Your glory and delight in it. And may we trust You for our salvation and our protection against every form of deceit and every form of evil. Help us to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, that we would not delight in the downfall of others, but grieve even for those who deserve the judgment they receive. For Lord, we could easily be in their place, but by Your grace we are not. And for that we give You thanks. And in that we find our joy, that You are a wonderful Savior. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.